right. What are we done with? We got Joe Walsh here. We got in this segment. We got probably about half segment next time. But I want to talk about some of the federal stuff. Boy, Venezuela. That was, now I always say that I want to live in a world where both things can be true. Maduro was a horrible person. That's true. I think Venezuela is a better place without him there. That's true. We should not be running the country of Venezuela. That's also true. Why can't we get to that point? Why can't we get there?
I think because, again, this guy believes he's accountable to no one. He believes he can do whatever he wants. And who's to blame him?
Yeah.
So he invades another country to get their oil. Let's just be clear. Yeah. He invades another country to steal their oil. He will try to take over Greenland to steal their minerals, their natural resources. That's all. That's all he's after. And no one will stop him. I get into these debates and conversations with his supporters all the time, like Trump renames the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, oh my God.
Right? But even, Mark, even a lot of his supporters will tell me, yeah, Joe, that was silly and unnecessary. I wish he hadn't done it. And I say to them, no, I don't care about that. It was illegal. He didn't have the authority to do it. Just like he didn't have the authority, it was illegal to change the name of the Defense Department.
Department of War.
Yeah, he doesn't have the legal authority to invade an act of war down in Venezuela. I don't care what you think of Maduro. Doesn't matter. And so it's always, I always begin and end there, Mark, with Trump. It's unconstitutional what he's doing. It's illegal. Nothing else beyond that should matter.
Well, and you know, we talk about having a beer 10 years ago. One thing that I think, even 5 years ago, if we were having a beer or tequila, I know you like
tequila.
I know you're a connoisseur. Is if we would have said, you know, Joe, did you see in the news that NATO is going to have a joint exercise, not to show force and unity to Russia and China, but to show force and unity to the United States of America? What a surreal thing.
Yeah, I think a week or two after Trump was sworn in, I started to almost every other week post an apology to the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah, that's
to
right.
Our allies.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Dear free world, I apologize as an American that we put this blankety blank in the White House. And it's gone on now for a year. And the thrust of it, Mark, is I'm trying to wake up our allies. Donald Trump is not your friend. He's not your ally. As long as Trump's in the White House, America is your enemy. I will say that, Mark, on the BBC, and I believe it. As long as Trump is in the White House, yeah. Europe, NATO, America is your enemy. And it pains me to say that. He's with Putin. And don't tell me that he's on Putin's side. He always has been. I believe he's a Russian asset, whatever. He's on. Our allies need to suck it up and realize for the next 3 years, America is the enemy of the free world. Think about what an astounding thing that is to say.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's surreal, really. It's surreal. And then, you know, we're at a place where truth doesn't matter. We're deposing Hillary Clinton because of the Epstein files, but we're not going to talk to Donald Trump because, hey, he's, you know, truth is gone. He talks about how he tweeted today about how great his poll numbers are. Bro, it is second worst to Richard Nixon, who was like months away from resigning because it was historically so bad. Truth is gone, and the media is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, and I don't know what you think about this, because I get on the media all the time. So,
rightfully so.
I say this as a former politician.
And a media guy.
All yeah. Politicians lie. Yeah. Right? We know that. Joe Biden had some problems with the truth big time. We ain't never had anything like Trump.
No.
You said it. He's utterly untethered to truth. Every word out of his mouth is a lie. Now, in the media's defense, Mark, day after day, week after week, he puts out 1,000 lies a day. We've normalized his lying. But if you're in the media, how do you deal with that? I don't know necessarily know what the answer is. I know this. If I ever interviewed Donald Trump, sat down with him, the first question out of the gate would be, did Joe Biden win the 2020 election?
Yes.
And when he lied and said no to me, I wouldn't move beyond that question until he acknowledged the truth. And if he never did after 5 or 10 minutes, I'd say, I'm out of here. I think the media just glosses over, moves on beyond a lie, and then moves on beyond the next lie. But you're a media guy too. I don't know how you deal with that.
I don't know. It's something that's really frustrating because, you know, Steve Bannon talked about like the wall of, or the, you know, the flood the zone with excrement. I talk about it as Phil Spector's from the Beatles, you know, the wall of sound. Everything just hits and it's all, none of it's true. And so what the media has to do is pick and choose what to fight against, and then pick and choose, you know, because they still, at the end of the day, they still want access. They still want to talk about, you know, they want, that's why we have the Melania movie and these glowing, I don't know, BS interview stuff, because they still want access at the end of the day.
Well,
so they normalize the crap.
Hey, partner, you make a really good point. It's been so disappointing, all the people who've bent their knee to him.
Yep. Yeah. We're talking to Joe Walsh here. We got half a segment coming up here, and we will be right back.